Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 169, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. And thou visitest the earth in love, and sendest showers from above, enriching all the land, and thy streams exhaustless bless the field, preparing it the grain to yield, and provided by thy hand. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 169. Thank you. Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the first chapter of the book of Ruth. Ruth, chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. And she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? And would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. They lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, and but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, and then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. So far the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and all-sufficient Lord, of the heavens and of the earth, we try to draw nigh to Thee. And it is in a special day which we have set aside that we may consider the need of our lives and of that season that is lying before us. A day which we have set aside that we may together come up unto the house of the Lord, there to bow our knees before Thee and to beseech of Thee that Thou may grant to us all things that are necessary for this life. In the time that is lying before us, if Thou wilt spare us with our children in this world, and that we may see the consequences of sin throughout the length and the breadth of the whole world, where also the necessities of life, they are not given unto everyone, but where men have to suffer hunger and thirst, where they have to suffer lack, the lack of clothing and the lack of shelter, the lack of love, the lack of a safe place to live with their families, and the lack of peace, the lack of prosperity. Wilt Thou remember all that are in great need, who have to suffer in a special way the consequences of our sin, that Thou may also instruct where the cause does lie, that men may come again to bow before their Maker and the Provider of all things in heaven and in earth. And Thou knowest that many of those are not taught, so that they do not even know who that Thou art, and that they worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. And therefore we beseech of Thee, O Lord, that Thou may look upon us in this world, and that Thou may send forth more servants in the season that is lying before us. Could it be those who may be given to go out among those who have never heard Thy word before, and who know not with their children of the existence of the true and the living God, nor that they are His creature, and that they have departed from Thee, that Thou may give light in the darkest corners of this world, and that men may be brought from the east and from the west to bow before Thy throne, to acknowledge our guilt, and to beseech of thee mercy and grace in a time of grace. But that thou may also grant servants in the midst of us as a denomination wherein the labors are so many, but the laborers are so few. O bind thou this matter upon the hearts of men, and wilt thou work it through, that it may be to the sending forth of those in whom that thou hast truly worked, and that thou may thyself fulfill it, when man is not able to do so. O grant us thy blessing amidst all our well-deserved punishment, also as a denomination, and as congregations when we have departed so far from thee. Lord, this world does draw our hearts, and we there is not one that is able to put his hand into his bosom and to take it out clean. All we are from the crown of our head to the sole of our foot, wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Forgive thou all our sins, and wilt thou look upon us in thy mercy to give bread in thy house, and to give to prosper thy word, and that it may be made a food and drink unto those who are hungry and thirsty in the season that is lying before us. And that thou may look upon us then in a special way for the need of our souls. Oh, that this may not be forgotten by us amidst all the needs of this life, because thou declarest that there is one thing that is needful. Oh, that we may be given by grace to choose that part, even as we have heard it out of thy word in this morning, that by grace there may be one that made a choice, and there was no difference between her and her sister-in-law. But, Lord, thou madest a difference. Oh, that thou wouldst so work in us and in our dear children. Then thy word shall become food and drink unto us. And then the meek shall eat and shall be satisfied. But wilt thou look upon us also in all the natural needs which are before us with our children. And that thou may look upon the farmers when they go about their labors in the season that is to come, to plant the seed in the fields. Oh, that thou may shine with thy sunshine from above, and that thou may give the former and the latter rains, and that thou may prosper this way, that we with our children may have food to eat. And that thou may look upon each one of us in whatever occupation that we labor in this world, whether in the office or in the factory, that thou may give that strength that is necessary and that prosperity which is necessary that we may feed our families. But wilt thou look also then upon the mothers in the households, give strength for the day, and wisdom unto parents, and love and obedience unto the children. And wilt thou so prosper each and every one, also those who live in single life, Lord, that thou may look upon them in all their needs, cares, and concerns in this world. And that all together, in whatever place or position that thou hast put us in this life, oh, that we may be given to take up our cross in this world and to follow thee in all places whither that thou wilt have us to go. Lord, that thou may look upon doctors and nurses and all the caregivers
that are in the world in which we are living, wherein so much misery is experienced. Give them that compassion day by day that is necessary. Also the wisdom, also the strength, also the courage in all that does come against them. And wilt thou cause also, when Satan does bring so many devices, to bring an end unto the life of man, oh, that thou may give that faithfulness to thy word and to thy truth, and that they also in those most responsible positions may be given the strength to stand firm in thy truth. Look upon all those that rule and reign over us. Oh, that thou may strengthen them also in the labors that are laid upon them, and that thou may be on their right and on their left hand, to guide them in all thy truth and to give them, in that season that lies before us, to rule us according to thy word, that we may live in all peace and honesty before the face of the living God. Oh, that thou may look upon us as nations and as peoples, turn us again from all our iniquity and all of our sin. Do look upon us also as a congregation. Lord, prosper thy word in the midst of us. Help us as consistory. Also, when we hope to meet tomorrow evening, that thou may be in the midst of us as one that serveth, that thou may remember the classes that is to meet in the coming week, and that thou may be on the right hand and on the left in all the matters wherein we must make decisions. Give wisdom and much of the fear of thy name. And wilt thou bless the labors of our hands. Be with us this morning hour. Oh, that thou may look upon young and old alike, the many children also that may be in our midst. Oh, give us yet a word for them. And may thou thyself be among us as one that serveth. And that thou may look on us in this week, that it may also be a day wherein we may be given a little self-examination in preparation for thy holy supper. O Lord, hear us for this sake, and the name of thy only and dear begotten Son, we ask it in the forgiveness of all that is sinful. For Jesus' sake, amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 398, stanzas 1 and 2. The Lord upholds the faltering feet and makes the weak securely stand. The burdened ones bowed down with grief are helped by his most gracious hand. The eyes of all upon thee wait. By thee their wants are all supplied. Thy open hand is bountiful, and every soul is satisfied. And there is only one collection today, that is for our school. Psalter 398, stanzas 1 and 2.
Congregation, we gather in this day, in a prayer day, and that is in itself an acknowledgement of our dependence. If only we may feel something day by day, moment by moment, of this reality, of this truth, that we are not able to give unto ourselves the least of all those things that are necessary in our life. We read in God's Word, in Him we live and we move and we have our being. And when we would realize only a little of our great dependence, and then perhaps we would also be kept from much of that sin in heart and life that is being written day by day on our account over against all the blessings that the Lord is pouring out upon us. It is only right that we gather in such a day because this dependence, that is the reality. And thus we gather to ask the Lord blessings which He alone is able to bestow upon us for our welfare. However, our welfare that is not always served by prosperity. There are so many blessings that have been received, especially by the true church of God, through the afflictions that the Lord has sent upon His people. The Apostle Paul writes that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and that hope that maketh not ashamed. Are we then in this day, in a prayer day, to ask the Lord that He will send to us tribulations? That is a very dangerous thing, because tribulations in and of themselves, they will do nothing but reveal the wretchedness that is living within the heart of each one of us. When Moses and Aaron appeared to the children of Israel, and they thought that they would immediately be delivered, and it goes for them in a different way, then we can read that the rebellion that lived in their heart, that is coming out. And when they are standing then before the Red Sea, then we read that their fist that goes up unto heaven. No, let us not ask the Lord for trials and tribulations in this life, but it is the will of the Lord often to grant, to send such affliction, and then also to make such affliction into a blessing, and then we will also say with God's servant, "It was good for me that I have been afflicted, for thereby have I learned the statutes of the Lord." And this we wish to consider together in this morning out of the words of our text, which you can find in this portion that has been read to you, Ruth 1, verse 21. Ruth 1, verse 21. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So far, the words of our text. Naomi brought home again to Bethlehem. First, who brought her home? Second, how she was brought home? And after we sing, conclude with a few words of application. Naomi brought home again to Bethlehem. First, who brought her home? And second, how she was brought home. We read, congregation, in this text, a very striking contrast. I, she says, went out. The Lord hath brought me home again. And by nature, when we know a little bit what is in our own heart, then we are blaming all of the afflictions in our life upon the Lord. But by grace, it is becoming different, because the Lord is giving instruction into the cause. And that a person has to say also with Naomi, I went out. Therefore, we may begin here. For we also have in the coming Sabbath to commemorate the Holy Supper of the Lord, and therefore are in a week of self-examination. And may we also then say with this Naomi, I went out. Out from where? She went out from Bethlehem, and Bethlehem, that is the house of bread. There was a time she was fed there. There was a time that she may eat there. Oh, there was a time that she in her life was stopped, and that the Lord made her hungry, and the Lord made her thirsty for that bread. Congregation, do you also know such a time? Such a time as Naomi may know in her life, because it was a time that the Lord gave her a husband and that the Lord gave her fruit in her life, that the Lord gave her two sons. And is there not such a church that may speak of such a time? Is there not such a church and that may speak of a time that the Lord has stopped them in their life, and that the Lord has granted to them hunger and thirst for that bread that they may eat in the house of God? Is it not such a time that they may speak of when there was delight in that house of the Lord? When they may come up with joy with the people of the Lord, and when it was no burden unto them? Was it not a time when it seemed like every time that they may read in God's word, and that they may receive something from the Lord? Is it not such a time, and that they may come unto that house of the Lord, and that every time that they may seat themselves within that house, and that they may hear, as it were, the voice of the Lord? Is there not such a time that they may also take with them to their own places, time after time? Oh, that the love of the Lord that is being poured out in their soul. Is there not such a time when that people may go upon their knees, and that they may receive such freedom from the Lord, that there they may feel something of access before that throne of grace, that there they may feel something of the presence and the communion of the Lord with their soul? Oh, though they are not able to speak with great knowledge of Him, and though they do not dare to make an open profession of Him, oh, is there not such a time that that people may confess, and that they may say, they may eat and they may drink in that blessed time
in the beginning of that spiritual life? Or are they not then rich times in the life of God's children? Are they not times that they think that they will never have it different? That they say that they will continue to live in such a way even unto the end of their life? Oh, that that zeal for the Lord that shall remain with me even for that house of the Lord, that they are willing to live as a stranger and as a pilgrim here below, that that world that does not mean anything to them anymore, that they may have a prayer day, yes, they may ask for the necessities that are in this life, but then they are beseeching the Lord that He will give them food and drink in that season that is lying before them for the need of their soul. All that is also a time, and that Naomi may experience when she may be in this house of bread. And now Naomi, as she says, I went out. Thus are there also those who have to say with Naomi, I went out. No, then she cannot blame the Lord, because she sees that it is her own deed that has brought her affliction upon her. And why did Naomi go out? Well, we read that there was a famine in the land. Isaiah speaks about being weaned from the milk and being drawn from the breast. And congregation, when a child is weaned, does not expect this. No, that little child, when he is drinking continually, then he expects that this life is going to ever continue. And then there comes a day when, in the wisdom of that mother, that child begins to be weaned, and that is so very difficult. And then you will hear the crying of that child. And now for God's children, it is not different. No, they do not expect this either, but there come also other times in their life. There come those times when that milk that is drying up, and when things, they become dry, when they become barren, there comes times when the Lord is withholding the former and the latter rain. And there come times when it seems that the brook that is drying up, when they come into God's house and that they cannot experience anymore that which they have experienced in such a sweet way in former times. Or then there come different times, the times that it seems like nothing is growing anymore, that there is no fruit in my life, that it seems like everything is withering away and that everything is coming to naught, that I think that everything perhaps that was or that was never from the Lord in the first place. And so now it was in that life of Naomi, and then with her husband Elimelech, and with her two sons, and there was a famine in the land. But congregation, was that different for all Israel? Was that different for all God's people? There was no different. Then they also had each one to experience that same thing. Thus it was the common lot among the true people of the Lord. But then how necessary in such a time that the people of the Lord would be so bound together, that the children of Israel
that they would be one. How necessary that then the children of Israel would gather together in a day of prayer, and that the children of Israel would gather together and together supplicate unto the God of heaven and of earth, that He would send once again the rains upon the earth, that He would not look upon their sin, and that He would once again grant unto them His blessing. Oh, how necessary that then there be a union in those times, and that they may be all one to encourage one another, to bear up one another's burdens for one another. Why? Because it is not possible that the Lord will forsake the work of His own hands. No, is there evil in a city, and the Lord hath not done it? But that was not so in the life of Naomi. And Naomi confesses this. And she says that she has acted so differently. She says, I went out. In that time of barrenness for the children of Israel, then as she has gone instead to seek the bread of Moab. Oh, did Naomi then cease to fear the Lord? Oh, she did not. No, Ruth has seen something in Naomi, even when she was living in such a time and in such a place, even when she has wandered as a sheep away from the flock. Oh, then Ruth can see something yet in Naomi. She can see something in her which she did not see in her own father and mother. Something that she did not see in all her family. No, then Naomi, as she does not cease to fear the Lord. And yet there is a double life. Oh, how is it now possible that Naomi is able to live so far away from the people of the Lord? Oh, yes, she feared the Lord, but she is also enjoying, when she would be honest with herself, and then she is also enjoying something of that bread of Moab. Then she is also enjoying something of that bread of this world. And then what can we only expect and believe has happened to the prayer life of Naomi? Or when the children of Israel, when they are to gather in their need, and when the drought that is in that land is bringing father and mother to take their children upon their knees and to beseech the Lord that the Lord may return again, that they may have food and drink, and that they may not die and perish before the face of the Lord. Then where is Naomi? Or is she not lacking something of that urgency? Is she not lacking something of that cry that is going out from the need of God's true children under the bearing of all of those burdens? When she may herself enjoy something of the satisfaction of that bread of this world. I went out. Oh, how is it now for the true people of the Lord? How is it for God's people, even in the practice of their life every day? Because how often is it not that when that first energy of that new life is subsiding, that they are not departing at least somewhat from the Lord? Oh, yes, they fear the Lord, because the fear of the Lord that is not able to be taken away from that people. Because what is the work of the Lord, and that is planted in their soul, what is the work of the Lord, will remain the work of the Lord forever and forever. Oh yes, they fear the Lord. But then they are also desiring something of the pleasures and the satisfactions which are in this world. So that carnality, so that worldliness, so that covetousness is setting in within their heart. And so that covetousness is even getting perhaps the upper hand in their life. And so that spark of that new life, and that is being buried, as it were, under the ashes of all the vanity that is being found in this world. I went out. Oh, can she? Can they blame the Lord? No, then they cannot blame the Lord. No, it was their own laziness. It was their own worldliness. It was their own sleepiness. It was their own watchfulness that has come in the place of that holy zeal.
And what has happened, congregation, to the Word of God? That Word of God which they could not leave alone. That Word of God is laying more and more upon the shelf. And what is happening in that inner chamber? So that inner chamber is being found more and more empty. And then that prayer that is not so urgent as it used to be. And the blessings of the Lord, oh, they are not so necessary either as they used to be. Oh, how is it, congregation? How is it, people of the Lord? Is there also a people that must complain about themselves? Is there also a people that must in this day confess within the, oh my, I went out? And now what is the greatest wonder in the life of this woman? The greatest wonder is that Naomi comes back. Did she come back of her own accord? Oh, she did not. Naomi, as she knows this, she feels this so much. And it is so striking how she says it. She says, I went out. The Lord has brought me home again. O congregation, if the Lord does not bring a people back, then they will not come back. It is so in the beginning. It is so in the beginning already of that new life. Because, oh, if it was not the Lord, ask the people of the Lord, if it was not the Lord that had stopped them on their way, if it was not the Lord who had brought this circumstance or that circumstance in their life, if it was not the Lord who had spoken to say, thus far and no further, oh, had they not gone further and further on that broad road that is leading unto destruction. Oh, they had never turned again to consider their Maker who had created them. They had never sought, even with all the gospel being preached unto them. Oh, then they had never returned once again. Oh, if it was not the strong hand of the Lord to overcome that resistance that is in the natural heart, then it was impossible that any man would go through that straight gate and be placed upon that narrow way. Thus it is for the first time in their life. But is it not also by renewal? Because Lot, congregation, was a man who also loved the Lord. But, oh, but his heart that was also cleaving to the things that are in this world? Or was it a grief to him? We may believe it was a grief to him. He has vexed his righteous soul a day by day, not only for that which was the wickedness of this world, but also for that which lay in his own heart. And yet, he didn't leave it. And when those angels came, then those angels are warning him. And what do we read? He lingers. And it is not, congregation, it is not until the angels lay hold of his hand to place him outside of that city, that Lot is delivered from himself. Oh, I went out. The Lord hath brought me back again. It is the greatest wonder in the life of that true church, that wandering church, that the Lord, he is still exercising his power to bring them back, not the first time, but now to bring them back a second time. But what is now often necessary to bring that people back? We see that in our second thought, how that she is brought home. How did she go out? We read that she says, I went out full. Full. So did she have many of the riches that are in this world? We can hardly believe that. When they have gone into Moab. No, we must believe that she had very few of the riches of this world. How is it that she says, I went out full? Well, she is speaking about her family. Oh, do you see what a value that she placed on her family? She had a husband and she had two children. And with a husband and two children, even though they had nothing else in this world, she says, I'm full. Oh, is that also the way we look, parents, at our children? Because it is possible that we are even neglecting our children so that we may gain all the prosperity that is in this world. But how was it now with Naomi? She says, without all that prosperity, I am full already. I am full with my children. And congregation, if we have to lose one of our children, then we will understand that they were more precious than everything that our heart can pursue after in this world. Naomi says, I went out full. I went out full of the blessings of the Lord. That is a testimony of her own ingratitude for all that the Lord has given. Why? Because she says, even though I was full, yet I went out. Or even though the Lord had showered upon me blessing after blessing, I went out. And what for? Oh, for the bread of Moab. How many blessings does that church of God not receive? Blessings in this life and also the spiritual blessings, outward blessings, inward blessings. And now there is a people that are grieving with Naomi. Why? Because when they are looking back in their life, and when they are looking at the condition of their life, oh, then they have to look back and complain, not of the Lord, no, but to complain about themselves, that with all the blessings, outward and inward, I have so departed from the ways of the Lord. And what is now necessary to bring that people back again? She says, I went out full. And how does she say that the Lord brought her back again? She says, the Lord hath brought me back again empty. Those are now the dealings, congregation. Those are the dealings of the Lord with his wandering sheep. She must lose all the blessings that she has received out of the hand of the Lord. Or would she let them go on her own account? No, she would never let them go. Not a single blessing that she has received from him would she let go. But those blessings, they have to be torn, as it were, from her sight. Oh, how much misery is encompassed in this one little line in the beginning of this book of Ruth. I went out full. The Lord hath brought me home again empty. And so we see it take place. Has that taken place all at once? No, that has taken place step by step. And then we must believe that Naomi must have felt something when she has left Bethlehem to go down in that land of Moab. Then we must believe that the conscience of Naomi that has spoken when she has taken this step, and yet she has gone. And what do we read? We read that the Lord begins to come against her. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. And she was left, and her two sons. Oh, the Lord begins to come, and she may feel something of the displeasure of the Lord, and yet she does not return. And then it must have been the burden of that Naomi when she is left with her two sons, that her sons are now taking to themselves women, the girls from this land of Moab. And so those burdens and those callings, they are increasing in that life of Naomi. And yet, oh, yet she is remaining in that far away land. And it is not until we read that Mahlon and Chilion died, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband, that we read, then she arose, that she might return. Oh, the Lord, he has brought me home again empty. Moab was not so strange unto her. As long as she may still have her husband, as long as she may still have her sons. And this world by times that is not so strange unto God's people, as long as they may still hold on to those blessings of the Lord, that the Lord has given to them in their life. And therefore, Oh, the Lord has to take them all away so that there is nothing left of them anymore. Why? Because there is nothing that can take the place of the blessed communion between God and their soul. Because the Lord Himself, He is looking for that communion with His children. And the Lord will not allow anything to stand in the way of that enjoyment which He desires in the communion with His church. And therefore that work of the Holy Spirit to empty that people, because how is it possible that it again becomes prayer day for Naomi until as she is emptied of everything? But congregation, let us sing 123. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within. 1, 2, and 3 of 123. Thank you. I went out full. The Lord hath brought me home again empty. The Lord, congregation, sees it necessary to take away all of those earthly possessions of Naomi, everything that was dear to her. And if there is now anything that is lying in the way, in the life of God's true children, between the Lord and their soul, then the Lord sees it fit to take it away. If that is earthly possessions, then they will be earthly possessions. But if they are now the spiritual things, the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon them, then the Lord will also remove them as a foundation for their soul. But then that great shepherd, he is not driving his sheep. No, that great shepherd, he is drawing his sheep. That great shepherd is going before them, and he is leading them back home again to bring them unto their former place. When Jonah lay in the belly of that fish, then he says, I am cast out of thy sight, yet will I look again toward thy holy temple. And how is that now that the Lord is working in the life of his church? Let us listen a moment to that which we read here in that life of Naomi. What do we read? She heard in the country of Moab, in that place where she was so far away, that she heard how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. And then, congregation, we can believe that it becomes prayer day again in the life of Naomi. That from that faraway place, that Naomi begins to ask, O Lord, wilt thou provide for me again? Are there those also of the true children of the Lord that may understand it, also concerning that holy supper of the Lord, when they may hear that the Lord, he is visiting his people with bread? Because then, no matter how far that we have departed from the ways of the Lord, to seek what is in this world, all then that church is hearing that voice of the Lord, return, return, O Shulamite, return, return. Let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. And then there is a people who are still in that land of Moab, and who are so, so far away from that blessed communion of the Lord. But they cannot stay there anymore. They cannot stay in that land of Moab, because they are driven, no, but because they are drawn, because they are hearing that the Lord is visiting his people with bread. And so that is in the life of Naomi. Then we read, she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. And those, congregation, those are the blessed dealings of the Lord with his own children,
to bring them
through that difficult way, to empty, and to take away those blessings that they have been so satisfied with in their life, and so causing the people to arise that they might return from Moab. So they too went, until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city that was moved about them. And they said, "Is this Naomi? Is this Naomi? Is this that mother, that joyful mother, that has borne that fruit in her life, which we have known and which we have seen before? Oh, how dim that gold has now become. Oh, the prodigal, he is returning weary and lean unto his father. And how does that worldly indulgence in the life of that true church, how does it make that candle of that grace to grow so dim? Oh, do we think that other people in the church of God, that they cannot see this in that true children of the Lord? Is this, oh my, is this that people that has once skipped with joy that they may come unto the house of the Lord? Is this, Naomi, is this that people that may once speak with so much freedom of the works of the Lord? Is this now the people that was once such an example to us? Is this the people who were once as a candle upon a candlestick and a light upon a hill? Is this, Naomi? And she said unto them, "Call me not Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me." Naomi, what does that mean? It means pleasant. It means amiable. And what does she say? She says, "All my pleasantness is gone." Why? Because I went out. And she is so honest. Oh, Ananias and Sapphira, they wanted that everyone would think something of them that wasn't true. And it is now just the opposite in the life of God's children. "Call me," she says, "call me Mara. Oh, call me not by a beautiful name. I am not deserving to be called pleasantness amiable, but call me Mara. Call me bitterness, because it was necessary that the Lord come against me. It was necessary that the Lord would write bitter things against me." Oh, under his rod, she submits herself before God and before men. "I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Oh, why call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me?" Congregation, Naomi, oh, she indeed, as she is emptied in a human sense. "I went out full. The Lord has brought me home again empty." And where did he bring her? Where did he bring her so empty? He brought her to the house of bread. And that is the place where she can be filled and where she will be filled. Oh, then we only need to go forward in this history. But that is now the place where, above her expectation, then she will be an instrument wherein that child that shall be born
one day,
who is going to take away and who is going to deliver her from all her guilt and from all her transgressions. Oh, is there now any better place that the Lord can bring us in this coming season? Is there any better place than to be brought back unto Him than with empty hands? No, we do not say ask for afflictions. No, let us never, never do that. Because unsanctified, they will only be to show us the wretchedness of our heart. But congregation, what is now our prayer? What is now our prayer on prayer day? And what are our desires for that blessing? What blessing is it that we desire to receive? Our father Adam has left the Lord. He has left the Lord. And we are his children. Do you ever feel that? And now if we will ever return, if we will ever return, whose work is that going to be? No, we do not deny our responsibility to return. But we say if it ever will take place in our life, from where now is that going to come? Oh, we have so many temporal needs. And to lay them at the footstool of the Lord is good and right and proper. But oh, is not this now a need that is so good and right and proper to lay before Him? Is there any blessing that is greater than this? And with how much will that true people of the Lord rejoice when this may also be said of us? Then she arose that she might return. That will, congregation, be the greatest fruit. And now what do we read here? Then there was not one. No, we read this. We read, so they too went. So they too went until they came to Bethlehem. Or when Naomi came home, she did not come alone. There was a double fruit. Oh, what a wonder if when among us, then it may be seen that God's children are brought with weeping and with supplication again, and that with them to draw them one or two more Ruths drawn out of the country of Moab. Oh, if this may now be the fruit of all the labors, our labors in the preaching, in the reading as consistory, your labors in the reading, in the searching of God's holy word in this coming season, then will not heaven have reason to rejoice? Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, instruct us. O teach us, empty us, bring us back, Lord, back to Thee whom we have left in our father Adam. And wilt Thou draw us with all our dear children. Bring us safely to our homes this day. Bring Thy word in our hearts. And seek us out who will never seek after Thee. Forgive our many sins. For Jesus' sake, amen. 220 stanzas 1, 4, and 6. Great Shepherd, who leadest Thy people in love, mid cherubim dwelling shine Thou from above. In might come and save us, Thy people restore. And we shall be saved when Thy face shines once more. 1, 4, and 6 of Psalter 220. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.